$9. Call 800-795-5664 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. It's fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-795-5664. Call now. Call 800-795-5664. Again, 800-795-5664.
Shell V Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V Power and let the excitement begin. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagony chain.
Right, let me explain how this works. It's worked this way every Monday for several years. You call right now if you have a pet and you have a concern about your pet, a question about your pet. He's not a behavioralist. There's a difference. He's a veterinarian. If you have an issue with your cat, your dog, your lizard, your can't see alligator anymore. Years ago, you could bring alligators back from Florida and raise them in your bathtub. You can't do that anymore. Maybe you have a snake, bird, not a bird guy, kind of messy. This is your chance. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Please remember that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. You probably don't need one now because you're in the car, but hey, you never know. The app is STL Taxi. That's the Laclede Cab app. It's so easy to use, STL Taxi. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Good, Dr. Doug.
We're doing great, Doctor. How about you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. You know, there was a story a few days ago, we didn't really get around to it, but that woman who had her arm bitten off by a tiger, and she worked at this place in Oklahoma. You'd think she'd know better.
Yes.
You know what?
When I first saw it, I thought, oh, my goodness, it's like a tourist or something. No, she worked there, and I think she even admitted it was my fault. I shouldn't have done that.
They just get so casual and cavalier about it, and they just, you know, because the animal's nice 99% of the time, only takes one incident, and they're wild animals.
Well, here's the other thing. When you're looking at a tiger, like if you are at a zoo or we see these TV shows, if they don't open their mouths and show you those 4-inch long teeth, they look pretty cuddly.
Right, yeah.
Pretty.
And you think, wow, that's a pretty cat.
Yeah.
And you forget that under those gums are these gigantic teeth that'll rip you apart, and people do stupid things.
Well, and humans are like silly putty to them. You know, if it's another tiger, it's not such a big deal, but, you know, we just break easy.
Yeah, they have their way with us.
And I'm still following this, I don't know if Dr. Doug is following it as well,
Salem?
This Phineas story in Salem, Missouri. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
This dog that's been on lockdown for over a year because of a bite that he did on a neighbor child that turns out to probably not be true.
Uh-huh.
And so the dog, they're still going on with the trial. There was supposed to be a trial tomorrow to exonerate this dog, to be put back with the family. But the other day, a couple days ago, the dog was stolen out of this vet office where it's been quarantined for a while. So
it's a weird story because...
Has it really been a year?
Yeah, June of last year, this dog has been
impounded, so to speak.
Yeah, so...
Weird.
Yeah, no
update. That dog had been at your clinic, they wouldn't have stolen him.
Hope not.
High-level security. I'm going to give these numbers one more time. We have calls, but we have a line or two open. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And this is Tracy. Hello, Tracy. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tracy. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
What's cooking?
Well, we recently adopted a rescue kitten.
Great.
And a small issue has come up, and as soon as it happened, I immediately thought of you all.
Oh, wonderful.
So, whenever we pet the cat, who is very affectionate, and he cuddles up next to us, as soon as he moves his legs, I can see that we've excited him.
Is he neutered?
Uh-oh.
He is neutered.
Huh?
He was neutered before... he reached sexual maturity.
And can I jump in here and say something? I haven't spent a lot of time with cats, but I don't think I've ever seen a cat's wiener. I've seen dogs.
It's not impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's not pretty either.
It's not pretty.
You know, I've never, honestly, that's kind of strange. I haven't heard that response behavior in a cat and dogs all the time. But
do cats hump like dogs do?
Not unless the female's in heat.
And is it like a mini lipstick, like the dog version?
Much more mini. It can't be called a red rocket. It has to be smaller.
Red rocket.
Tracy, I'm sorry you had to be part of this. By now, you're probably regretting you called.
No, this is a lot better than actually being next to the cat when it's sticking out. So.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't even think it's a problem. I'm a male. So I think it's okay.
That happens. I mean,
does anybody over there feel it's a problem?
No. In fact, just hearing Tracy's voice, I was kind of getting excited.
Yeah. Is it just when you pet the cat or when a male pets the cat?
Anybody pets the cat, including the children.
Oh.
You know, I would just wait and see. I don't think there's anything you really need to do. You might wait and see if as he matures, that kind of disappears.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Just get him married.
Yeah, or get worse, I don't know.
Get him a wife.
It doesn't sound like a big issue.
So it's nothing with his urinary system I should be concerned about?
It doesn't sound like it. Not unless he's going to the box a lot and straining to urinate and stuff. And
no. That would be like he needs to go to the box.
Yeah.
I think he just likes you.
All right, then. I'll take that.
Tracy, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 38.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that little horn dog. I mean, horn cat. Yeah, horn cat. Thank you. Seriously, until she said that, I have never seen cats doing it. Now, you see dogs do. Dog dump anything.
Come on over. We'll set up.
No, I don't want to do that. No, I've never seen cats doing it.
The cats are kind of violent, aren't they, when they do it? They kind of bite
the male
stuff
will sometimes bite the neck of the female. Yeah. And they're mounting and to try and stimulate them and get them into submission.
Did you ever see rabbits do it? Yeah. I visited a rabbit farm one time. This guy raised rabbits for the pelt.
They do it like crazy, don't they?
Oh, my God. It's like a 100 strokes a second. It's just like a little machine. And then don't Dr. Doug, when the male rabbit finishes, doesn't he pass out or something?
I don't know.
I think they pass out.
I do.
You do.
Yeah. Well, what is it? The praying mantis where the female bites the head off the male after the
tarantula?
Tarantula!
The females eat the males.
Oh man!
You want to do what tonight, honey? No, I don't think so.
I'd like to keep my head. This is Melissa. Melissa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Melissa. You're brave to call in after that.
That's
last
right.
Yeah, I'm A&M PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Dr. Doug, I have an 11-year-old wire fox terrier.
Okay.
Male. Every year, his enzyme levels for the past 3 or 4 years have been a little bit elevated.
Okay.
They keep going up every year, just a little bit more. Is this a big concern?
Is this, you're talking about his liver enzymes or his kidney enzymes or what?
Liver enzymes.
Yeah. So the next best step, there are a couple, there's one or two different lab tests that are important. A bile acid would be one of those. Your vet will guide you through this. And then the other logical thing to do is to get a ultrasound. And with an ultrasound, you can actually guide a needle right into the liver and pull out some cells and try and get an idea. So between the blood work and the ultrasound, those are your two next best steps to try and identify and define what's going on. There are a lot of conditions, some that are more dangerous than others that can be afflicting your critter. So I think that at 11 years old, you should follow through and do those things.
Okay. He's on Clomicalm daily. Would that have anything to do with
those anti-anxiety drugs, they can impact the liver in some cases. And so we always check animals that are on those drugs. We'll check those liver values every 6 months. So I think you got a couple good reasons to discuss this problem with your vet and see if there's a reasonable recourse. Okay?
Okay. All right, thanks.
Melissa, how old are you?
I am 52.
Favorite age. You sound like you're 20.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Melissa. Once more, I said I wouldn't do it again, but I will because we have a line open. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Ann. It was Ladies' Day today. Ann, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Ann. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
good, and I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are.
What you got?
I have a question. We have a golden doodle, and lately her muzzle, she's 3 years old, mm-hmm. and lately her muzzle has just been always, it always seems like she just got a drink of water. She seems to always be wet, okay. I guess, and it's kind of smelly.
Okay.
Do you know
and how old did you say she was?
She's a golden doodle.
How old? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, 3 years old.
Okay. So she's old enough to, first thing you want to do is examine or have her, your vet examine the teeth. And make sure that there isn't kind of any kind of infection or inflammation of the gums or the tooth itself. That's number one. You want to rule out, and also the tongue, check that area as well. And the other thing to consider is if there's any erosions or ulcers in that area, too, to see if that's kind of stimulating the hypersalivation. So if it's wet because it's just damp because of soreness or, you know, the kind of an exuding kind of material, then that has to be reviewed.
By the way, Ann, that golden doodle is the dog my wife says she wants for our next dog. You like that dog?
Oh my gosh, she is awesome! Great disposition.
And they don't shed, right?
Well, you know, I keep telling people it's more like a dust bunny. It kind of comes out in a little, kind of like a tumbleweed kind of thing. So they do still shed, but far less than like a regular golden retriever.
Well, it really depends on whether they have more doodle in them than golden.
Well, she's been on the computer for like 2 years now looking at these dogs, and then this is it. She's golden doodle. She's decided that's what it's going to be. So I'm glad to hear that you love her. Ann, thank you for the call. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Right, how old are you, Ann? Ann, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 46.
Favorite age. Thank you.
There goes, okay, have a good day.
You too. There goes Golden Doodle Ann. I'm telling you, the women are...
Today is...
It is. Valerie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? What's cooking today?
I was calling to comment about the cat with the wiener.
Yes.
I had a cat for 17 years of his life that masturbated... At least half a dozen times a day on a stuffed bunny.
Can we say that on radio?
We'll edit it out. He did it on a stuffed bunny?
Yep, it was a stuffed animal. It was a rabbit. We called him George C. Bunny. And every day, all day, that's all he did was hump the bunny.
Way to go, cat.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I we have friends with cats. I've never seen a cat hump anything.
No, me neither.
What was his name?
Pumper?
His name was Merlin.
Merlin.
Well, you know,
Humper.
You know, great.
Well, so are you just sharing this with us, or did you have a question, or you just wanted to let people know that cats do hump?
Cats do hump. My mom would throw the bunny in the other room, and he would go get it, bring it back, and show her what he could do.
Wow.
Oh, he's an exhibitionist, too.
Yeah, wow. Great story.
Yes, he was.
All right. Thank you for that.
You could have YouTubed that one and gone viral.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
And the lady streak continues with Sonia. Sonia, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sonia.
I'm A&M with PM.
Thank you. You know, I'll bet that station called The Woman doesn't have as many women listening as
we
do. Somebody just voice.
Wait, what, Dan?
Somebody just called and asked if that was a bunny or a jackrabbit.
Is that supposed to be?
I guess, yeah.
Thanks for that, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry, Sonia. What can Dr. Doug do for you?
Dr. Doug, I have a 13-year-old Bichon,
and
he's developed cataracts.
Okay.
And I know he has one totally in his left eye, and he's developing one in the right eye.
Uh-huh.
Would you suggest I get them removed, or should I just leave them alone?
Well, how active is he inside and outside of the home? Is he pretty much a homebody?
He's pretty active. He still acts like a puppy.
Well, you know, I think if he's got that much energy and activity, you definitely want to talk. We have several veterinary ophthalmic programs here in St. Louis, and we can guide you to one, or your veterinarian can. But I think it's worth considering. They won't do it unless the lens has become hypermature. They call it a hypermature cataract. And,
That's right.
So I think that it's definitely something you would go visit. They would tell you if it's ready to be done, and then that will be a wonderful thing for the dog and give a whole much more life to this dog. And Bichons are smaller dogs. They can live, you know, easily 15 to 17 years and have a good, healthy life. So you would be contributing to that.
Okay. I guess I can get a recommendation by Googling it or what?
You know, there's two programs. Can I mention them? Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay. So MVRC, I don't have their number, is right on the outer road in Chesterfield, and next to, I guess it's next to the Metro Lighting. And they have an ophthalmic group. And then Dr. Ben Johnson is over on Lindbergh in Manchester, just east of there. And he's been around for a long time. They're both have groups that are board-certified ophthalmologists. And either one of those groups can help you out.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Sonia, how old are you?
54.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, so there are animal ophthalmologists?
Oh, my God. The specialization in veterinary medicine, especially in St. Louis, we have, like, an inordinate number of specialty clinics, and we have board-certified oncologists.
How do you know if an animal can see? They can't tell you.
Well, cataracts are pretty obvious because
I can understand that.
Difficult. You have to kind of one trick is to put them in a dark room, and then just crack one little door where the light's coming and see if they're able to manipulate themselves towards that light.
By the way, when I was in high school, I still remember this joke. It's such a corny joke, but it's still a great joke. A guy, eye doctor. And he's got a Chinese guy in the chair. This is 100 years old. And he says to the guy, he goes, "Well, Mr. Wong," he says, "you have a cataract." He goes, "No, I got Rinka Continental."
Terrible.
I know it's terrible. I don't go for
read this chart, Sparky.
We don't care for that humor. That's all the time we have, Doctor. Let's do this again next week. What do you say?
I just love being on the show.
Well, doesn't everybody? Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Doctor. Bye-bye. How much is that day brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Laclede Cab. We didn't do a Burke segment today. We'll get to that. And we'll get to some other things. This Comic-Con, Pian was trying to explain to me what this is, where a bunch of, like, comic book people get together. I'm trying to remember where I heard this, but William Shatner just attended one of these things. Okay, because I guess his Star Trek included.
Sure.
He was signing. There was a guy that was being interviewed for something, and he was saying that he had gone to this thing, and he said that different people sign autographs.
Right.
And he said, Shatner's there, and the line is just, you can't even see the end of it for William Shatner, and he's charging $75 to sign his name every time. And he's doing, like, you know, one every 10, 15 seconds.
Wow.
And so they just ran rough numbers. It was a four-day deal, and they figured, well, you know, if he signed, and they took a reasonable amount of hours and take a break, and how many you'd roughly sign, that he probably took in over $200,000 signing autographs. $75 for William Shatner. And you know, when somebody signs that many, what do you think you have? Something worth anything?
No, it's
not worth anything.
A lot of people, that's how they make their living. Like, what's his name from, Munsters? Eddie Munster?
Butch Patrick.
He shows up to things like that. All those old...
I wouldn't walk across the street for
I know,
autograph.
But that's how a lot of them make their living now, is going to, and signing autographs and charging for them.
We had, years ago, we had Bob Denver in town.
Oh, yeah.
Were you at that thing?
No, I don't know.
Chesterfield
wasn't.
Mall. I could not believe the line of people for this old guy with a little sailor hat on.
But I heard about that. It was just, like, huge.
Yeah, for him to just sign Bob Denver. Yeah. You know, maybe I'm a weirdo, but I don't care about anybody's autograph. I never have.
No.
I don't get that. I guess it's, I mean, it's fine if people want to do it. Some people collect. We look at all the autographs I have. But I don't know that I understand, unless it's valuable, unless you got an autograph from somebody who never signs them and they become very, very famous and then you sell it, then I get it. But boy, Shatner. And if anybody doesn't need the money, it's William Shatner. Yeah. Yet, $75, and they couldn't sign them fast enough. Mr. Londoff. You know, he hasn't been on the air with us for 2 weeks. Is he mad at us?
What?
He could be mad at us. I think he's polishing the duck call and the guns, and I think he's getting ready for duck season. That's what I think. But I want you to know a couple of things about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. First of all, I have a car on order, and I understand now that it looks like December before it gets in. It's the SS, the Chevy SS. But what I've decided is, since I have to wait for that, I got a call in to Patrick Piper, who's the general sales manager. And I said, hey, Patrick, if a Corvette comes in that's not claimed, because pretty much all the Corvettes coming in are spoken for, but sometimes things happen and people bail and they don't get their financing or whatever, I would have to take a good hard look at that new Corvette, because I really, really like that car. If you haven't seen it, I know this is, look, this is not how Johnny Londoff makes his money, selling Corvettes or SSs. In fact, they're only going to get in the entire year 3 or 4 SSs. And you better just lay claim to one before they get in, which is what I did a couple of months ago. So that should be in December. I'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, he's been nice enough to let me drive an Impala. And it's an LTZ, which there are 3 levels of Impala. Just like there used to be 3 levels of Chevy. There used to be Biscayne, Bel Air, and Impala. Well, now there are actually 3 Impalas. The something, and the LTZ. And the LTZ is the one, obviously, that's really, really loaded. What a car. Everybody who's gotten in this car with me to go anywhere, so I'll drive and they get in, they cannot believe that the car they're sitting in, the sticker price on it's $39,000 and some change. They would have guessed 50s, at least, maybe. Chevy's got some good stuff out there now. And you can get a Silverado, a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, brand new, regular cab, for as little as $15,500. The average price paid in this country this year for a new car, average, is about $30,000. So to think that you can get a brand new Silverado pickup truck for $15,500, that's a pretty good price point. Chevy Sonic started $12,500. The Malibu started $18,900, and on and on and on and on. And this is a place that has been around since the 60s, 64, whatever it is, up in North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit. Depending on which direction you're coming from, one direction the sign says Elizabeth Washington, the other direction says Washington Elizabeth. I don't know how that worked. I don't know how that happened, but you get the idea. That's the exit off 270, and you can also go online at Londoff.com. Take a look around there, and then I'm a guy that wants to smell it, sit in it, steer it, drive it, take it around the block, and at some point I think you will too. And when you do, and you've decided on a Chevy, or that you'd at least consider a Chevy, do us a favor if you're AM and the PM. Don't make the decision until you've given the folks at Londoff a shot at your business. My guess is they will win your business, and they'll do it with price, of course, but they're going to do it in the way they treat you. You're going to get a different level of service and treatment there than you're going to get anywhere else. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Time to see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland, and he's airborne.
Yeah, Dan, all right, let's give you good news. They've cleared that accident eastbound 70 in front of the King Bridge. You're still slow in the through lanes between St. Louis Avenue and the Edward Jones Dome. That's pretty normal at this time. The express lanes are wide open. Now, we do have a new accident. It's on southbound 55, just a tad south of Arsenal. The two right lanes are blocked, and also the ramp from Arsenal onto southbound 55 is partially blocked. You can get on there, but you got to kind of zigzag through. Traffic right now on southbound 55 is jammed pretty solid from the Poplar Street Bridge through Arsenal. After that, it opens up pretty well. On eastbound 40, you're slowing now Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 5570 is heavy from 4th Street to Highway 64, and westbound 64, you're still slow now from Ball Avenue to the merge with 5570. You've got a ramp, one lane down on that ramp. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. You'll find huge savings like 10-count Airborne Immune Support Supplement on rollback for just $5.87 at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local, talk.
What the heck does that mean to you?
That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
That's why we're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless. Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-400-3488. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-400-3488. 1-800-400-3488.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karastan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karastan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Amazing Siding is clearing out our most popular colors of the year at incredible low prices. It's the end of summer overstock blowout with savings of 24 to 45%. We stocked up on the hottest colors at the beginning of summer, and now it's time to clear everything out. This is your chance to get an amazing deal on one of the most energy efficient insulated siding systems available. It looks like painted cedar. It wears like concrete. And with over 1 inch thick hardcore graphite insulation built in, you won't believe how strong Amazing Siding is and how well it will insulate your home this winter. Plus, Amazing Siding is the only siding with a lifetime warranty for both product and installation, protecting your home for life against hail, wind, fading, cracking, mildew, and more. Save up to 45% during our end of summer overstock blowout. Visit AmazingSiding.com to see available colors and discounts, or call 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Region 1 Wines. 100% estate-grown, award-winning wines from the premier grape-growing region of Mendoza, Argentina, since 1870. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Some business, then we can talk, we can chat, you can call, we can do the Burke segment, which we haven't done yet. That's the business of the Good Feet stores. I like their TV commercials. I don't like most TV commercials, but I like theirs. I think they're very believable. They're not corny. They're not stupid or silly. They don't have pretend people. They have real customers. And they talk to you basically about their Good Feet experience and why they went in there. Most people go in there for If you really say it correctly, it's plantar fasciitis. That's, you know, the correct way to say it. That's the number one thing that drives people into the Good Feet store. But there are people that go in there that have headaches and neck aches and knees, back and, you know, leg, hip. And if you don't understand why that's foot related, then you don't really understand how important it is that the entire weight of your body rests on 2 feet. I got 228 pounds. That's right, 228. I lost a couple of pounds, but I'm still fat. I've got 228 pounds on just a few square inches of space of my feet holding all that weight. And if you shift your weight one side or the other, forward, backward, the pressure point, the pressure put in one spot becomes unbearable. I mean, and that's what creates the pain. And what Good Feet has done is found a way through hundreds of different inserts, and one that hopefully will be right for you, to just make a slight alteration in the way you walk and stand, so you take some of that pressure off, and the result many times for people is the pain is gone. Now, the chances are the first insert they bring out won't be the one that will be the fix. Sometimes it is, because they look at an imprint of your foot, and they can see where the pressure is, and they'll go find the insert for that. And if not, it'll be the second or the third one or maybe the fourth one. But you'll know when it hits. You'll put it in that shoe and you'll stand up. It's your own shoes. You don't buy new shoes. And you'll get up and you'll walk around the store and they'll know from the expression on your face. And when you say to them, wow, what a difference. Bingo. Pay dirt. You found the pain relief you were looking for. Hopefully you will with one stop. And that one stop could be any of these three places. On Olive, just west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. In South County, on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Hey, 30, 40 minutes, that's all it takes. You don't need an appointment. Wouldn't it be great to get rid of that pain? This may be the place where that's going to happen, the Good Feet stores. Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks, billionaire, worth about $2.5 billion, found not guilty today of insider trading. Here's what's so hilarious about this story. They have been working on this case, the prosecutors, 10 attorneys. Now, the Securities Exchange Commission, whoever's going after this guy, this is governmental aid, and this is tax money. So they've had 10 lawyers going after Mark Cuban for 5 years. This started in 2008. Had he been found guilty today, there's no prison time. It's not a felony. They already knew going in, had he been found guilty, it'd be a fine of $2.5 million. They've spent, and I've heard a couple of different people speculating on what the government has spent going after him, easily $10, $15 million. So even if he had lost, even if he'd been found guilty, he pays a fine of $2.5 million, yet we still spent $10, $15 million to go after him.
Right.
What a screw-up.
That's your government
system
at work for you. That's why it should have.
But he was found not guilty.
In a normal circumstance, if people were rational, once they knew that these lawyer fees were even going to get close to what the fine would be, you just shut it down then.
Yeah.
You just
let it go.
Yeah. So,
because you're not punishing him anyway. If $2.5 million to this guy, it's like I say to you, give me $3. And they interviewed him, and I heard an interview that they did with him, I guess it was earlier today or yesterday, and they said, well, how do you feel about, what do you think about the verdict? What do you think it's going to be? He goes, hey, I got to go to a Mavericks game. I mean, he didn't care.
That's why I would love to hear behind closed doors these lawyers talking.
Oh, and hey, how can we stretch this out for 5 years?
Let's keep lining our pockets with this. Let's take it as far as we
can. Keep this going. We'll be getting paid. The government will pay us. We'll get rich. We don't even care if the guy's guilty or not. Now, speaking of that, This scumbag major, this Hassan, this Nadal Hassan, the army psychiatrist, the guy that our military and our government was promoted to major, and he guns down 13 people. The U.S. government spent $5 million to court-martial and convict this guy. Why would it take that kind of time and money when there were endless witnesses that watched him gun these people down? I'll never get it. So there goes $5 million of our money, just in case you were interested. Off to the phones we go. 314. Oh, do we have any Burke segment?
I covered it a little bit earlier. I was going to just give an update on the dog? Phineas thing, but yeah,
they haven't found Phineas, have they?
No, but a lot of people through. Of course, there's a Save Phineas Facebook page that has almost 200,000 people that are have liked that page, and a lot of people are scanning different Craigslist ads that have popped up over the last couple of days with yellow labs. But I don't know if there'd be any way to ever track back and see if, you know, I don't know if Phineas has a chip. I don't know how, you know, even if they check up on these ads.
It's amazing. I'll bet you there aren't 200,000 people to get involved if a kid's missing. But a dog, but something with a dog, here they come. I love dogs, but it's just interesting to me. Total strangers will jump in and want to help with the dog thing, yet a kid gets slammed against the wall by the boyfriend or punched or shaken, and I don't see hundreds of thousands of people rallying on, what can we do? Anything else? Do you have anything else?
No.
Burke? Dan, do you have any Burke segment?
No, nothing.
All right, close it. Let's close the Burke. Now we can go to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the Mark Cuban story you were talking about. He was on, I think, Jay Leno last night. That might have been a repeat. I'm not 100% sure, but it was the first time I saw it.
Leno actually was a repeat last night.
Okay. Well, he was commenting that he thinks he holds the record for the largest purchase online ever, and Cuban just kind of smiled. He bought a $40 million plane online.
Holy man!
It's a G5 or a G6 or something.
Yeah, Gulfstream.
Yeah, and he, you know, apparently he got a little test ride in or something like that, so he went online, filled out the paperwork. And Leno asked him, he said, you put it on your charge card? He said, no, they made me wire them the money. He said, but he goes, how much was it? He goes, that's $40 million.
Wow. You know, the other Cuban story is one year when the Mavericks won the championship, he admits that he went into a restaurant and took his own bottle of champagne in there. It was a $90,000 bottle of champagne.
I heard that too.
What in this world? What champagne? And what would make it cost $90,000?
I think it's that giant magnum of
I don't care how big
Ace
it is.
Ace of spades.
Exactly right.
But you know what? I got to tell you, whether you like the guy or not, when you say stuff like that, I think it puts a lot of people off. And they go, you know how many people you could have helped with that money instead of just popping a champagne bottle for $90,000?
He's just worth a couple billion, so that $90,000 to him doesn't make any difference.
Nothing. All right, Mike, thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Having a good day. What's up?
Hey, listen, I am AM into PM today, baby. Hallelujah.
Let's give everybody an update on the Cardinals score. You can't sit here and pretend they're not playing, but right. A lot of people don't care. They just want to know the score. What's the score?
It is 3-2 Dodgers going into the bottom of the fifth inning.
All right, still got time. What's up?
We still have time.
Yeah.
Sir, I just wanted to call and say, before I forget, I wish you the best of luck on the eye surgery.
No, thank you. It'll be fine. Thank you.
And also, it was nice to hear Emily calling today. It's nice to see that we have AM and PMers of all ages out there.
Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn, yeah. I'm sorry.
93.
Right. When I first heard her voice, I thought it was the lady from Meyer Honda calling in to say hi. listen, the reason I called, Frank, I've heard you talk to people about being part of the Arbitron ratings, and myself, I've been part of the Arbitron ratings for 10 years now, sir.
You can't be part of it for 10 years.
Well, I have my next-door neighbor. He brews his own beer, and every month he comes out with a new batch. And before he hands it out to relatives and friends, he has me taste it and rate it for him. His name's Bob Arbitron.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Arbitron. No, that's a different that's a, beer rating system.
Give him a rim shot.
Okay. Yeah, see, he comes to me for the taste because he knows I have a lot of experience with it.
Now, that's good to know in case we ever need to test a beer with you.
Well, listen, fellas, that's all I got today, and you guys have a great day, and let's go Cardinals.
All right, Tom, you too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye bye. See, Cardinal fan, yeah, he doesn't really, he just wants to know the score. He'd rather stay with us. Good for him. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Great.
Great. Yeah, I just, one quick comment then why I really called. I actually do audits of federal and state of monies that are given out, you know, to various things. And if you guys saw the waste that I see with our federal and state tax dollars,
I'm
guaranteeing you there would be a revolt in this country.
No, I said last night at dinner, I said if we actually knew, there are actually some things, you know, when they say what you don't know won't hurt you, we're really better off that we don't know a lot of things that go on in government, the way we would go crazy.
And not just waste, but purposeful waste. I mean, they do it on purpose to line their own.
And then
you know,
add to the waste just the good old boy, you scratch my back, I'll scratch you, who gets a contract because they know who. I mean, we'd go nuts if we knew that.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you real quick the reason why I called. I got my letter yesterday, and my letter was from a very large health insurance company.
Okay.
And, you know, that everybody knows. I don't want to say their name.
Okay.
But, you know, just a few months ago, I got a 19% increase in my premium.
Mm.
And now my letter came yesterday, and it said, you know, due to the Affordable Care Act, they are no longer able to offer my plan that I have, and there has to be modifications to meet, you know, the Affordable Care Act requirements.
Mm.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
Yeah. Yeah. At least I didn't say anyway. So, however, what they said was this, though. Since my plan was before March of 2010, I am grandfathered, okay?
That's good.
But, of course, I'm going to get huge premium increases, just like my 19% one I just got.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have a choice.
And there's always a however in life.
I can go to the new plans that they're offering, which perhaps will be a little bit lower premium, but my deductible will be three times greater.
Wow, that's a lose-lose deal.
So all I'm saying is I think everybody should be prepared because everybody's going to be getting this letter, whoever you have with your health insurance company. You know, everybody thinks they're not going to be affected by this. And I certainly didn't think I was going to be.
Well, here's what I said months ago, a couple of months ago. I said, get ready as we get into 2014. Everybody, brace yourselves and get ready. You're in for a shock.
Uh-oh, he lost his...
He's a shock. He's had a heart attack.
Yeah,
Like a drop the phone and had a heart attack. No, everybody is in for, the great majority of the people, in for a huge, huge shock. That's all. That's not a political statement, really. It's just, it's a fact. We have to do a little business here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That would be the business of Matheny Heating and Cooling. I have, that, and I just got this yesterday, probably the shortest email about Matheny. And I get lots of Matheny emails. This may be the shortest ever. This guy just, he got it said in a couple of sentences. He says, "Dear Frank, have the Matheny folks out to tune up my furnace." You don't hear furnace very much.
No.
But what he's saying is it's turning cold, so he wants the heat part of the heating and cooling system. "Have the Matheny folks out to tune up my furnace. I signed up for the spring and the fall service, 100% satisfied, AM and the PM." That's the email. That's the whole email. Linus. Thank you, Linus. Linus Mackey from Concord Village. Wow. You can't make it more concise than that. Matheny was out, tuned it up, signed up for spring and fall service, 100% satisfied, AM and the PM. And that's, I think, exactly what's going to happen when you call Matheny. 71 years. This is the 71st year in business for Matheny. And here's what you need to know. Sorry, Illinois people. Sorry about this. They service everybody in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. And beyond that, That's it. You call them. And you don't have to wonder, well, I wonder if they work on Train, or I wonder if they work on whatever, Linux. Yeah, the answer is yes. Whatever your question is, the answer is yes. They work on all types, all makes, all models. They are highly trained to work on those. They do warranty work. They do non-warranty work. They'll replace the system. Your system's crapped out. It's old. You need a new system. They'll do it. And it's not just about replacing the compressor and the other. It's about making sure it's a system that'll be efficient for whatever space is in your house or business, cubic feet, et cetera. And speaking of business, they do lots of businesses in the St. Louis and St. Charles County areas. They are the heating and cooling company for many businesses, as well as certainly lots of residences. 71 years, you don't make it that far unless you're doing something right. Family business, good family business, third generation, Matheny Heating and Cooling. You can find out everything you need to know at their website, which is real easy to remember, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Let's get a quick report from Tim Weiland Airborne. Tim?
Well, we were working with an accident westbound 70 at a little west of Highway 370. It's partially blocking the right lane. Traffic is jammed pretty solid west of the Boone Bridge, Blanchette Bridge, all the way out through 370. And then southbound 270 here, we've got stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this report's brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Any appliance store can sell appliances, but that doesn't mean they know appliances. At Sleiman Brothers, we know everything about every brand we sell, and we are happy to spend as much time with you as you'd like so that you make the right purchase for the right situation. When we say, try us, you'll like us, we say it for a reason, because when you visit Sleiman Brothers, there's a Sleiman in every store, and we know what true personal service means. Plus, our low prices, expert advice, and free delivery keep our customers coming back. So whether your appliance is conked out, they're getting old and tired, or you're doing a complete remodel, we have the top quality brands like Whirlpool that fit your needs. Save a trip to the big box stores and visit one of our three family-owned locations, South County, South City, or Baldwin. Your friends and neighbors already have, because they know that at Sleiman Brothers, we make it easy to buy your Whirlpool appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us.